In terms of the New Key Methodist community, this has taken shape from a vision that they had way, way back over 15 years ago, where they said, we've got old buildings in the town centre, we can't look after them. What we're going to do is make a leap of faith. We're going to sell those buildings, pool all our resources, come together as congregations and build a new church that is more suitable to serve our community. So we don't have an option within our churches to use our money for other things. This is money that's been given by people in the church to provide a place of worship and serve our communities. And so although we feel that there are big gaps in provision, it breaks our heart, the lack of resources available in terms of the doctor's surgeries and things like that, we are not able to use our money for that. But we want to offer our space for example, an extra consultation space for any of the NHS services that could use it. We want to be complementary, but we do need to fulfil our mission as a charity, which is twofold. It's to serve our community and to nurture a community of faith.
And community is a key word here, isn't it? And I know you want to talk about that aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, there's a really strong Methodist ethos. It's in our DNA. We are not here to be a community that gets together to worship and that's it. That's part of what we do. Other people are welcome to join us and to influence how that looks, but we must also be active in serving our community. We must be offering things that tackle isolation. We must be offering things to people who need bereavement support. We will not be doing our job as a church if we are not having a positive influence on our community.
You've actually worked very, very hard as a community within the town the last few years to offer just that bereavement support. Those groups that you operate from the hub at the moment, they will move to this new, beautiful new building, won't they?
Yes, absolutely. So we've got another course of the bereavement journey, which starts in September. The details are all on our social media. It's a fantastic resource for anyone who's been bereaved at any time in any circumstances. We also do a monthly journey with grief, which is on the first Thursday of the month for people to get together in a facilitated space. So bereavement's something that's really resonated with us as a community and seems to be somewhere that we can really add value.
Now, the building itself, you're almost there. You're not far off when you get the keys, and then you're going to be throwing open the doors to the community from pretty much the beginning, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the Saturday, the 6th of September, we have an open day. That's 10 till 4. Literally, people can just come in, have a chat, tell us what they want us to do, come and see what we're offering. But really, more than anything, tell us what to do. And we just want to have people see that we are normal, well, relatively normal people, and as normal as anyone is. And we are offering friendship and support and a space that will be open every day, because that's how we want to serve our community. We don't want to be just open, you know, occasionally, and certainly not just for worship. We want to be open. People can come in, have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, and just sit. There's no expectation. They don't have to engage with an activity, although they might choose to. They can just come in and claim this space.
And it's a great location as well, just off the town centre, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels a good one for us, because the last thing we want to be is sort of on top of other churches. We recognise the wonderful work that other churches in the town do. We feel that we're distinctive in how we want to approach our community, but we also don't want to double up on things. We think we've got something different to offer.
And just tell me about the name. What's it going to be called, and how did you arrive at that name?
Well, this was a controversial process. We had a bit of a consultation amongst our church folk. Someone came up with Churchy McChurchface, but we thought that probably wouldn't work. And I told him I was going to plug that on here. And we came up with a name that came directly from our mission statement. So as a church, we got together and we thrashed out, what's the point of us? And we talked about what breaks our heart and what are we going to do about it? And the strapline of our mission statement was offering an oasis of peace in a world of chaos. So the building is going to be called The Oasis, offered by New Key Methodist Church. So we're keeping in there that we are a community of faith, but we want to offer this oasis to anyone of any faith or none, so that they can just find some peace, and we offer to be alongside them when it's not peaceful, when life is challenging, when we are going through a storm. This is a place to come and find rest.